Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, the first person I met in Texas was Brother Rigsby. That's a scary thought when you think about it. But man, we hit it right off, and I can't believe it's been 11 years. Time flies when you're having fun, amen? But it is a joy to be here. I got to hear Pastor Gillett last night. How many got to hear him preach? It was powerful, and I appreciate him so much. What a blessing he is. And I know God's got his hand on him. Isn't that wonderful? And we're thankful for it. I do thank the Lord for the opportunities the Lord gives us, and we represent.
Sergeant Parker came to us and he said,
"This church, as we go out, and we appreciate your support for us and your prayers. We need it, and especially that God would give my wife strength and health. Pray for Anne Marie. Would you do that? And Brother Dan and Sister Anne, you can't forget that, right?" And if you want to follow where we're going, go to revivalministries.net. Revivalministries.net, our schedule's there. It tells where we're going, where we've been, and God has been so good to us. We want to see revival in our lifetime. And I believe that we can see it. You know, a lot of people talk about it. Twice I've seen true revival break out. And oh, I want to see it again. And I just pray and beg God to once again move, the Spirit of God move across the congregation to where there's repentance, where there's confession of sin, where there's a hunger for God. That's the victory. Amen. Jesus said, "I am come that ye might have life." But then he went a step further and said that ye might have it more abundantly. And I believe that we can have it in our lifetime, and I pray for it. Take your Bibles. Would you go with me to Acts chapter 20 this evening? I'd like to speak this evening on the Christian's spiritual job description. You'd be amazed how many Christians are not actively serving the Lord. Now, they're doing something, but they're not serving the Lord. And I think that if we don't give ourselves to the service of the Lord, we're going to serve other things. And that's dangerous. If we get to the place where we become what is referred to as a worldly Christian, Vance Havner said that's a misnomer. How can you be a Christian and be worldly? And yet we see it so often. Let's stand together for the reading of God's word. I want to begin there in verse 28. This is the Apostle Paul. He's gathered the Ephesian elders together. And wow, he gives them some teaching on what their job description is. And you might say, "Well, Brother Knickerbocker, we are not elders. We are not preachers. We are not pastors. We are not evangelists." You're Christians, aren't you? Did you know that before Paul ever became an evangelist, he became a Christian? And I think sometimes we even take some of the scripture and say, "Well, that's for the preacher." Hold it. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All scripture is given by good works of God. In the life of a Christian. Let's read. In verse 28, it says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves, may be perfect, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Let's read. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And to all the flock also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. For I know this, that therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone also of your own selves night and day with tears. Men arise, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and, remember that by the and to space give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified night and day with tears. I have coveted no and now, brethren, I commend you to God. Yea, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all all them which are sanctified.
I have shown you all things,
how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus
unto my necessities, and to them that were with me.
It is more blessed to
I have shown you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember
the words of the Lord Jesus. It's interesting that everybody seems to have a job. Children are told to clean the room. Amen. Take out the garbage, make the bed,
give than to receive.
Get a shower occasionally.
You may be seated.
Pick up your
it's
toys.
It's interesting that everybody seems to have a job.
Husbands, of course, they work from morning till night, but of course the wife's work is never done.
Make the bed.
Can I get an amen right there?
Get a shower.
If you're an employee of a corporation, you have a job description. There are things that you're supposed to do,
but of course a wife's
work is never done. If I personally showed up at a mechanic shop
right there
and said, I want a job working on cars, they'd say, where's your tool?
Corporation,
where's
you
your
certification? Job description?
There are things that you're supposed
say,
to do.
They would say, no, I don't think we need you.
If I personally
but if a person
showed up
pulled up in a nice
shop,
truck,
and
just
said,
loaded
I
with tools,
on
he's
cars,
got his
say,
badge
tool?
On that he's certified in four or five
where's
different
your
areas,
certifications?
And they're needing help
they
badly.
Say, no,
they've
I don't
got a sign out
you.
That says, we need help.
But if a person pulled
they
up
look
in
at
a
this
nice
guy's
truck,
resume, man, he is
loaded
on
everything,
he's got
and
he's
done about everything.
Badge on that he's certified
hire him
in four or five different areas. And
why?
And they're needing help
because
badly. They've got a sign out that says, we need help.
In his job.
And they look at this guy's resume, man. He has
I believe that we have been given a job description from God.
Hire him on the
from the youngest to the oldest.
Why?
All of us are
because
to be doers of the word.
In his job.
And not hearers only.
I believe that we have been
the
given
Bible makes
a
it very
job
clear in the book of James
from God.
Faith
from the youngest
without
to
works
the oldest, all of us are to be doers
also.
Of the word.
In James chapter 2, verse 26, the Bible says,
only.
He being not a forgetful
in the book
hearer,
of James,
but a doer of
faith
the
without
what?
Works is
work.
Dead also.
This man, in James chapter 2, verse 26, the Bible says, he being
he
not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of
in
the
his
what?
Deeds.
Work.
Now, let's take a look. I'm
this
going to give you 10 things real quick. Number one, I want you to write these down. If you're not in the habit of writing things down during church, you ought to be.
He shall be
get the bulletin out. Find a place where you can write. I want you to write these 10 things down. They'll go quickly.
Now, let's take a look. I'm going to give you 10 things
real
quick.
But all I want you to have,
each
one
of
these things
as
part of your job description as a believer.
Find a place
where
you can write.
I want you to write these 10 things down.
A Christian.
They'll go quickly.
Is to take
but all
heed
I want you to
unto
have
himself.
Look with me there in verse 28.
Part of your job
take heed, therefore, unto
as a believer.
Number one,
yourself,
a Christian.
I believe that the greatest
is to take heed unto
part
himself.
Of our lives is preparation.
Take heed, therefore,
a person will spend
unto
hundreds of dollars,
yourself.
Thousands of dollars.
I
tens
believe
of thousands
that the greatest
on education.
And I don't
part
think that's
of our
wrong.
Lives is
if it'll help you
to
be equipped to accomplish what
a
you're supposed to accomplish.
But you've got to take heed unto
of
yourself.
Dollars, thousands
you've
of
You've got to take time to really
walk with God.
You've got to have
and I don't
a
think
great
wrong.
Desire
to
surrender
you
to
be
your desires
to accomplish
to
what you're supposed to accomplish.
Desires. But you've got to take heed
it's
unto yourself.
It's not what I
want to
do. It's what
you've
God
gotta take
wants
time
to do
to really
me.
Walk with
Amen.
God. You've got to have
sometimes
a
I've gotten
great
so relaxed
desire
that
to
we always do what we want to do, and if there's any time left, we'll give it to God.
It's not what
That's
I want
cheap.
To do. It's what God wants to
Why
do
Why shouldn't we
me.
Give our best to God?
Amen.
I want to tell you something.
Sometimes
I've discovered this.
So
when you give your best to God,
we want
to
do,
and
if
there's any
time
left,
the other things that you
we'll
desire.
Give it to God.
My mom and dad chose
That's
the
cheap.
Life verse, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
I want to tell
Notice
you something.
The next part.
I've discovered
this is the part
this.
We like the
when
most.
When you give your best to God, he gives
and
you all
these
the other
things
that you desire.
Shall
my mom
be given
and dad
unto
chose
you.
The life verse. But
we don't want
first
the first part.
The
we turn
of God
around and say, Lord, give me everything I want.
Notice the next part. This is the
and
part
then,
we like the most.
I'll kind of seek the kingdom
and
of
all
God
these
as I'm able.
Things.
And I'll try to
shall
live
be given
a righteous
unto you.
Life. We don't want the first part. We turn
God
around and
us.
Say, Lord, give me everything I want.
The Bible
want.
Says godliness with contentment is
I'll
great gain.
We
God
turn that
I'm
verse around.
We want the great
gain,
but we don't want the godliness. We don't want
us.
The contentment. The Bible says godliness
you see why we
with
must
contentment
deal with ourselves.
Is great gain.
We must
we turn
ask
that
God
verse around.
To work
we
in
want
our lives
the great
and say,
gain.
Lord, what am I doing
we don't want
for
the
godliness
cause of Christ?
We don't want the contentment.
We must find our niche. We must find the place of God's will for our lives, that every one of us might be
to work in our lives and say, Lord, what am I doing for the cause of Christ?
The Bible says in Philippians 1:6,
He which hath begun a good work in you,
that every one of us might be serving
until the day of Jesus Christ.
What he's saying
the Bible
is,
says in Philippians 1:6,
He's begun that work.
Let God work in your life. Find a way to serve him.
If there's things you're doing you're not supposed to be doing,
until the day of Jesus Christ.
What he's saying,
because when you stop doing them,
then you have all kinds of
time. Let God work in your life.
Find a way to
bring glory to God.
If there's things you're doing you're not supposed to be doing,
stop doing them.
Some people that aren't Christians, they think they are, but they're not.
Because when you stop doing them, then
you
have all kinds of time.
People that really know him, love him,
will bring
people
glory
really
to God,
which
will
really make you as a Christian
Wouldn't
really
you
happy.
Agree?
You know, it's hard.
Number
Some
two,
that
a Christian is
they are,
part
not,
of
and you
the
wonder why they don't
flock.
Want to serve the Lord.
I want you to
people
notice the
really
second thought
him,
here
him,
is found there
really
in verse 28 again.
Him.
It says, take heed therefore unto
you
yourselves and to
number two,
all
a Christian
the flock.
Is part of the
Now, this is a
flock.
Reference specifically to
I want you
the
to
elders,
notice the second thought here.
I want to ask
it's
you a question. How many of you are on the flock?
Again, it says, take heed therefore unto
Worth
yourselves
Baptist
and
Church.
To
Would you raise your hand?
All the flock.
This is a flock.
You have an under shepherd,
a reference specifically
Pastor
to
Gillett,
the
you
elders,
have
but
an over shepherd, the Lord Jesus.
You a How many of you are
Amen.
On the flock?
We don't really do things
Worth
just
Baptist
for the pastor.
Church.
We
Would
do them because we love the Lord.
This is a
and,
flock.
And we are part
have an
of
under
the
shepherd.
Flock.
We are part
Pastor
of God's
Gillett, you have
family.
An over shepherd,
the Lord
New
Jesus.
Testament church
Amen.
Is a flock.
We don't
of
really
people
do things just
that
for
are
the
to
pastor.
Be busy
we do them because
serving
we love
and
the Lord.
Living and honoring the Lord.
And we are part of the
oh,
flock.
Oh, I think it's important.
We are part of God's family. The local New Testament
we
church
will give an account of ourselves
is a flock of people that are to be busy
for our
serving and living and honoring
what we
the
did
Lord.
Or did not do.
In
oh,
Romans 14:12 it says,
so then every one of us shall give account of ourselves to God.
We will give an account of ourselves
as to
one day.
How good of a sheep was I for our stewardship?
Was I really a part
what
of the flock?
What we did or did not do?
Or was
In
I
Romans
one of those
14:12
it says, so then every one of us
was I one of those
shall give
that,
account of ourselves
never seemed to find
God.
A place
as
to serve and to labor and to live for God and to get involved
was I really a part
in ministry.
Of the flock?
Oh, a commitment
or was
is
I one
necessary.
Of those drifters?
But the benefits are
Was I one of those that
when you
never
see lives changed and you see people's lives turned around and families united and people that are dealing
oh,
with drugs and alcohol and having a hard time coping in this world,
when you see
to
lives
them
change,
mature
see
and to grow in the Lord
lives
and then they are able to help
and
somebody
families
else,
united
that's the ministry
and
of the
people
Lord Jesus.
That are dealing with drugs and alcohol and having
privilege and honor to be a part of the flock.
To see them
I like what the Bible says in Hebrews
in the Lord,
chapter
and then
10,
they are able
verse
to help
19.
That's the ministry
and also
of the
in
Jesus.
Through verse 25, I'm just going to give you six requirements
privilege
of the flock.
And honor to
We're
be a
to
part
have
of the
boldness
flock.
To enter into the
I
holiness
like the Bible says
by the
Hebrews
blood of the Lamb.
Chapter 10. Verse
we are
19.
To have a high priest over the house
and
of God.
Also
thank
in
the Lord, we have
25.
I'm just
let
us draw near with a true heart.
We're
in to have boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of the Lamb.
Trusting
we are to
God
have a high
things.
Priest over
the
Let
house
of God.
Hold
Thank
the Lord,
we
fast. Have one. The
profession without wavering.
True heart
let's not just
in
say
full
we're Christians,
of faith.
But let's
be
live
men and
like
women of
Christians.
Faith.
Trusting
like
God for great
really
things.
Knows the
Let
Lord
us hold
and
fast.
Excited
the
about
profession
the of God.
Without wavering.
They encourage
let's
me.
Not just say we're
it's
Christians.
It's hard sometimes to find
but
Christians
let's live
that are
like
sold
Christians.
Out
and excited about
don't
what God's done for them.
That really knows the Lord and
let us
and
consider provoking one another to love and to
they
good
encourage me.
Works.
It's hard sometimes to
Amen.
Find Christians that are
you ever have
sold out
say, Could you
and
help
excited
me
about what
God's
done for them.
That as an honor.
That
Let us consider provoking one another
help.
To love and to
And I want to tell you something. Some of the
works.
Greatest leaders were, first of all, the
Amen.
Greatest helpers.
You ever have somebody
I'll
come
forget,
to say,
we had a lady
help
come
me
to our church
that
hadn't been
there
long.
That
and
an
she
honor.
Said, I would like
that
to help
somebody
the Sunday
school
that you
She said,
help.
But never asked me to teach.
And
I
want to tell you something.
Teach.
Some of the greatest leaders
I said, okay, we'll put you
first
in
of all the
as an assistant.
Helpers.
And so she was enjoying herself, having a great time.
Well,
the teacher had to be away one Sunday. And they said,
She said, but never asked me to teach.
I don't know as I could do that. But you know what? Before long, she was teaching, and then she said, can I have my own class?
And so she was enjoying herself, having a great time.
Hey, people like that get called into service,
don't they? One Sunday.
They want to get involved. They want to do something for the Lord because they love the flock.
Before long,
the flock has been given two admonitions in Hebrews chapter 13. Remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God.
They
want to do something for the Lord because they love the flock.
Paul said, follow me
as I follow admonitions in Hebrews chapter 13.
Obey them that have the rule
over you. Remember them that have the rule over you.
And submit yourselves, for they watch for soul,
the word of God must give an account
that they may do it with joy and not with grief.
Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Obey them that have the rule over you
and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls,
that they that must give an account
that they may do it with joy
and not with grief.
For that is unprofitable.
I would hope he would say, oh man, you kidding?
Wouldn't you,
they
wouldn't
serve,
you love
they
it
labor,
for,
they anything you asked them to do, they did it.
They were right there
serving faithfully.
How was this?
What would he have to say otherwise?
Well, not so much.
I would hope he would say, oh man, you kidding? They serve, they labor.
It's going to happen one day.
Anything you ask them to do,
we're going to give an account of our stewardship
right there, and the way we live.
Number three.
What would he have to say otherwise?
The Christian is to feed.
Not so much.
To feed. How many of you like to eat? I came to Texas and thought I would lose weight. I gained.
We're going
to
give an account of
our stewardship. Notice with me there in verse 28, the latter part of verse 28. It says to feed the church of God.
How many of you like to eat?
Did you know when your pastor gets up here,
he's got
the best.
Notice with me there in verse 28, the latter part of verse 28.
And you know, some people are just like a little bird in the nest. You know,
the church of God.
I'm ready. I want some
food. Did you know when your pastor gets up here,
and they're the ones that kind of say amen once in a while.
He's got the best food to give you.
They're the ones that go amen.
Some people are just like a little bird in the nest, you know.
Boy,
I'm ready. I want some food.
The Lord is good.
And they're the ones that kind of say amen once in a while.
Are like those little babies.
They're the ones that go, amen. They're the ones that say, oh, man, I needed that.
You ever try to feed a baby and you go,
taste and see that the Lord is good.
And you're trying to get them to open their mouth.
But some people,
you know,
are like those little babies.
You don't want to be fed.
They go,
there are some people that don't want to be fed.
You ever
they've
try
got
to
their life
feed
all figured out. They know exactly what they want to do with their life,
and
you're not going
to
feed me
mouth.
Because if I get fed by you, I'm going to have to change.
There are some people that don't want to be fed.
A Christian
loves
to feed
upon God.
They
know exactly
God.
What they want to do with their life, and you're not going
to
feed me
God to
because if I get
your
fed by you, I'm going to have to
thirst for God.
Number five, number four.
Loves
a Christian
to feed upon God's
is
word.
To watch out.
Oh,
for
ask
grievous
God to
wolves.
Increase your hunger.
Look at verse 29.
And your thirst.
For I know this. Now, this is Paul speaking. He said, "I know that this
number
that
five,
after my
four.
Departing,
a Christian
after I leave,
grievous
is to watch
wolves
out enter in among you,
wolves.
Not sparing
Look at verse
the flock."
29.
For I know this. Now, this is Paul speaking. He said, "I know that this that after
grievous
my departing."
Wolves.
After
I
leave, grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing
the flock. Have you ever seen
a wolf
in
sheep's clothing?
Grievous wolves?
I thought the flock was
I remember
sheep.
One time,
have you ever
we
seen
had a family come
a
to our church, and all they said,
in
right,
sheep's
they came
clothing?
Sunday morning, they said, oh, we loved it. It was great.
Oh,
I remember.
Really,
we really would like to help put this
one
church
time,
on the map.
We had
you know
a family come to our church and all
they,
like that.
They said,
right,
that'll fire
they came,
him up.
Boy, Sunday they put
morning,
a
said,
big
oh,
check in the church.
It was great.
Offering.
I found
oh,
out from
we
the
really, we really would like to help
course,
put this
it
church
bounced up
on the
and
map.
Hit me right in the face.
Do you know how long it takes for a pastor to hear something like that?
Huh?
That'll fire him
they,
up.
They weren't interested.
They had their own agenda.
Church.
You know, some people want to come
I
to a church and see if they
church.
Can change it. They'll say it's
course,
a great
it
church.
And hit me right
but then they say, well, why don't we do this? And why don't we do that? And
huh?
they're wolves
they weren't interested.
They had their own agenda. You know,
you
some people
be careful
want to come
of them.
To a church and
I want to let you know
they can change it.
A lot of times the pastor
is
the last one to find out
but then
they
say, well, why don't we do this? And why don't we do that? And they,
once they get around, though, and start talking to people, and
clothing.
Before you know it,
you got to be
somebody
careful of them. And I want
to
let you know
say,
a little
you know
secret.
What?
That's
a
not
lot
what
of times
believe,
the pastor's
the last
one to find out that
listen,
they
if you don't know what you believe, you can't defend it. Once they get around, though, and start talking about enough about the local church and the Word of God to where if you see somebody that says something that's not right, it's counterfeit, it's not productive, it's not godly, it's not holiness, it's not true to the Word of God, you need to stop them.
And you need to know about enough about the local church and the Word of God
to where if you see somebody that says something that's not right, it's counterfeit, it's not productive, it's not godly, it's not holiness,
got up on a Sunday morning and I said, I'm going to make an announcement this morning,
and you could see everybody going, oh, man,
I remember one time, I couldn't believe it. I got up on a Sunday morning.
And I just said, you know, folks, I've been pastoring,
I hate to say it, but I'm
pastoring a gossiping church.
Got up on a Sunday morning, and I said, I'm going to make an announcement this morning.
Man, it got quiet in there.
Everybody going, oh, man, he's going to resign.
And I said, I never believed I'd ever have to say that.
In the bulletin, I put a little thing about how to answer the phone.
Amen.
Man, it got quiet in there.
Somebody calls you gossiping or something?
And I said,
I never believe I'd ever have to say that.
So-and-so. Okay, I'll call them right away,
then
I'll have them get in touch with you so you can tell them.
Somebody calls you
gossiping or something. What you
said to
me about them.
Just say to
them,
oh, you're
talking
about so-and-so. Okay, I'll call them right away, and I'll have them get in touch with you so you can tell them.
Now, some of you say caller ID. That's
what you said to me about them.
Is that fair?
Guess what?
I'm ancient, if you know what I mean.
Gossip ceased.
But I'll tell you what, it stopped the
people
gossip.
People getting caller ID.
Listen, did you know it's your responsibility to protect?
Now, some of you say caller ID. That's been going on for, well, there was a
It's our God-given responsibility to make sure that we help the flock and encourage the flock and make sure that we don't allow anything to go on that dishonors God and would bring reproach upon the name of the Lord.
It's our God-given responsibility.
How you live out there is an indication
of
the flock
and encourage the connection.
Make sure that we don't allow anything to go on that dishonors God and would bring reproach
upon the name of the Lord. Would you want other people to act like you act out there?
You live out there,
and would you
is
be
an
willing to say at any moment of your day,
your
yes, I'm a member over at Worth Baptist Church.
Man, I love our church.
And
are you
some people are so incognito that
you want other people to act like you act
hide the fact that they have anything
would
to do
with God.
Would you
be willing to say at any moment of your day,
the church?
Yes,
and laugh at dirty jokes
Worth
and do
Baptist
things that
church.
They should not be doing.
I want to tell you something.
Some
we must
so
come to the place where we can identify
hide the fact that they have anything to do with God.
Clothing.
Or to the church
and deal
and
with
laugh
it.
At dirty jokes and do
and
things that they should
the
not be doing. I want to
and
tell you something. We must come to the place where we can
that are in
identify
that church to stay
a
true
wolf.
To the Lord.
In
Amen.
Clothing.
Oh, may we honor the Lord in all
and deal
things.
With it.
Number
and help
five.
The preacher.
The Christian
and the staff,
is to
help
keep
the
wolves
servants that are
out
in that
the
church
flock.
To stay true
Look at verse 29.
To the Lord.
Amen.
It goes on to say,
oh, may we honor the Lord in all things.
It says
number.
For I know this, that after my departure shall grievous wolves
is to help
enter in among you,
not
sparing
out of the flock.
The flock.
Look at verse 29.
Oh, I think it's important that we make sure that we keep the wolves out.
For I know this, that after my
departure
shall grievous wolves enter
in among you, not sparing out of the flock.
You know, if a person has an ulterior
motive, not spiritual,
sparing,
you can detect it.
The flock.
People that
oh,
are
I think
spiritual
it's important that we make sure that we
that
keep the wolves out.
But if you're not
you know,
spiritual,
if a person has an ulterior motive,
you can't
if you're
detect
spiritual,
spirituality.
You can detect it.
Or a lack of spirituality.
People
you
that
say,
are
well, yeah,
spiritual,
but if I'm not spiritual, then I guess I would understand
that
they're
not.
That's true.
But if you're
and
not
I think
spiritual,
what that would cause would be the fact
you
that your motive's not right as a Christian.
A
it's going to discourage others.
You say,
from
well, yeah, but if I'm not spiritual, then I guess I would understand that they're not. Birds
of a feather
That's
flock
true.
Together.
And sometimes
I remember
cause
going to youth camp and running youth
your
camp for years,
not right as a Christian.
I couldn't
it's
believe it.
All the kids would gather together. We'd have a big assembly,
and all of
birds
a sudden,
of a
I mean, within not even 24 hours,
and
all
some
the bad kids
I remember
were hanging around the bad
and running youth camp for years. And
now, how'd that happen?
I couldn't believe it.
All the kids would gather
well,
together. We'd have a big assembly, and all of a sudden, I mean, within not even 24 hours, all the bad kids were hanging around the bad
and rebellious.
Now, how'd that happen?
Doesn't it?
Well,
but
birds of a feather flock together. They
sense
each other's.
You take a godly youth,
and they have a rebellious spirit, and rebellious.
And that godly youth will influence other
rebellion,
godly.
Doesn't it? Amen.
But
and in every facet of the local New Testament church, we must be able
to
identify the wolves.
In a youth department,
and keep them out
and
of
that
the flock.
Godly youth will influence
the best thing that could happen
be
would be for them to get saved.
Amen.
Some people don't need to rededicate their life.
Of the local New Testament
they need to get born
we
again.
Must be able to
I'll
identify
tell you what, it's very
the
difficult
wolves.
To dedicate your life when you're not even
keep
saved.
Keep them out of the flock. You must come to that place where you know beyond the shadow of a doubt
you're
saved.
Some people don't need to rededicate
then
their life.
Then you can live for God and serve God. Then you have an appetite for spiritual things.
I'll tell you what, it's very difficult.
You don't have to go to church.
You're not even saved.
You get to go to church.
You must come to that place
where
you're
thrilled about
the
things of the Lord.
When's the group meeting next time? I can't wait to get around
God and serve God.
Then you have an appetite.
They encourage me.
You don't have to go to church.
May God help us.
You get to go to church.
May God help us. Number six.
You're
a Christian is not to draw away
disciples. When's the group meeting next time? I can't wait to get around them. They inspire me.
Another problem that Paul discovered there in verse 30.
Amen. May God help us.
Also of your own selves. Now he's talking about these
men.
Number six. A Christian is not to draw away disciples.
Also of your own selves shall men arise.
Another
speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after
them. Now he's talking about
wow.
These men.
You know, Paul in his ministry, he had some people
also,
he worked with.
Also, of your own
he
selves
said,
shall men arise,
Smith, didn't he run much evil?
Speaking perverse things
may the Lord
to draw
away
him
disciples
to
after
deeds.
Them.
Wow.
Paul even had
you know, Paul in
those
his ministry,
that
he had some
were in insurrection, those that,
said,
that wanted to draw
Smith,
attention to themselves.
Evil.
Take
may
your Bibles and go over with me
to
3
to
John.
Deeds.
Quickly, I want you to see this. There's three men
Paul
in this
even had
passage of Scripture.
Those
each
that,
of them
were in insurrection.
Hold a position.
Those, the first
that,
man
that
is
Gaius.
Wanted to draw attention
3
to
John,
themselves.
Take your Bibles and
verse
go over
1,
with me to 3 John.
It says, the elder unto the beloved Gaius,
whom I
love
in
the truth.
Each of them,
you can't say enough about Gaius.
Position. The first man
he
is
was
Gaius.
A healthy brother.
You ought to write that down there at verse 1.
Verse
he
1.
He was a healthy brother.
It says, the elder
then
unto
I want
the
you
beloved
to notice,
Gaius,
the
second
whom I
man
love
is found
in
verse
9.
You can't
his
say
name
about
is
Gaius.
Diotrephes.
He was a
Diotrephes,
healthy
Diotrephes,
brother.
It says,
I
write that down there at verse 1.
I wrote unto the church.
Brother.
Then I want
but
you to notice the second
who loved
man
to have the
nine.
What?
His name
the preeminence among them received us not.
It says,
imagine, there was a church
I
where they wouldn't receive
unto
Paul.
The church.
Something's wrong with Diotrephes.
But Diotrephes,
I want to tell you what he is.
He loved to have the what?
Brother. Write that down.
The preeminence among them
brother.
Received
he's hindering
us not.
The work
can you
of God.
What did he do?
There was a church where
oh,
they
man,
wouldn't
he did
receive
a bunch
Paul.
Of things. He,
something's
he,
wrong with Diotrephes.
He used
tell you what he is.
Malicious
he's a
words.
Hindering brother.
He was not content.
He's a hindering brother. He's hindering
neither doth
the work
he himself
of God.
Receive
he
the brethren.
Oh, man, he did a bunch of things.
And forbiddeth them that
he,
would and cast them out of the church.
Malicious
this guy
words.
Was a problem.
He was not content.
I mean, he was tearing the church up.
Why?
Neither doth
because
he himself
he wanted
receive
to draw
the brethren
to himself.
And forbiddeth
you know
them
what the
that
word of
would
God says in
and cast them out of the church.
Oh,
that he is to
problem.
Have the preeminence. Christ is to
I
have
mean,
the
he was tearing the church up.
Not man.
Why?
We're not here to worship
because
man.
Because he wanted to
we're not
draw
in here for
people
a movement
to himself.
Of man.
We're
you know
here
the word of God
for the
says
glory and
Colossians,
the praise of our Lord and Savior.
That he
Jesus
is to
Christ.
Have the preeminence. Christ is
we're
to
be all about Christ.
Not man. We're
but
not
no.
Here to worship man.
The
we're not
Diotrephes
in here
for a movement was a
of
hindering
man.
Brother.
We're here
what he wanted
for the
to
glory
do
and the praise of our Lord and Savior.
The preeminence. You've got to watch out for people that are arrogant.
We're to be all about Christ.
Critical. But no. People like that can
the
destroy
Diotrephes
churches.
Was
I
a hindering
churches
brother.
What he
wanted
to do
doors.
Was he wanted. The preeminence.
Because of people,
you gotta watch out for
people
that
were
that are
drawing
arrogant
people
and proud and
critical.
Instead of
people like that
can destroy churches.
To Jesus
I have seen
Christ.
Churches close.
Oh,
their
we don't
doors.
Need a selfish,
because
worldly church, do we?
That were drawing
number seven.
People to themselves.
A Christian warns
of
with tears night
them
and day
to Jesus Christ.
Now I want to ask you.
Oh, we don't need.
I really want to ask
selfish,
you
a selfish, worldly church, do we?
Have you ever
number
wept
seven.
Over a soul before?
A Christian warns with tears night and
that's
day.
That's a question, isn't it?
Notice what the Bible says
you,
here.
I really want to ask
in verse 31,
the
therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years before? I cease not to warn everyone night and day with what?
That's a question, isn't it?
Tears.
Notice what the Bible
tears.
Says here.
Tears reveal a broken
in verse
heart.
Verse 31. Therefore, watch and remember
warning
that by the space
people
of 3 years,
is our God-given responsibility.
Night and day with what?
It's not just the preacher's job tears. Or the staff's job tears. Of the church.
Tears
to warn
reveal
people.
A broken heart.
We
warning
are all
people
to
is
warn people.
Our God-given responsibility
of coming judgment.
It's not just the preacher's job or the staff's job of the church.
Warning them
to
that
warn
hell
people.
Is real.
And they
we
must
are
repent.
All to warn people.
I used four little phrases.
Of coming judgment.
You must realize you're a sinner in need of a Savior. You must
warning them that
repent
hell is
of your
real.
Sin. You must receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. And then you have a right to rejoice.
I use four little phrases.
May God help us as Christians to be burdened for lost souls. You must receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart.
For a moment? And then you have a right to rejoice. Are you sitting
down?
May
God help us as Christians.
I know some preachers that never give out a gospel tract.
Shame on them.
Can I shock you for a moment?
Amen.
Are you sitting down?
You say, well, I don't.
Shame on you.
I know some preachers that never give out a gospel tract.
If souls are dying and going to hell, somebody better tell them about Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
We've got a God-given responsibility not only to do it day and night, but according to the classification of what kind of a Christian are you going to be, you've got to do it with tears.
We've got a God-given responsibility not only to do
it. The Bible says they that sow in
tears
shall reap in joy.
He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing
classification
precious seed
of what kind of a
Christian
without a doubt
are you
come
going
again,
to be
rejoicing,
you
bringing
tears.
His seeds with him. There's nothing more beautiful than at Worth Baptist Church
the Bible
on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a Wednesday
he that
night.
He goeth forth and weepeth
or any
bearing
time
precious
seed going on here.
Without a doubt
somebody
come
bring
again,
somebody
rejoicing,
in,
bringing his sheep with
might,
him. There's nothing more beautiful than at Worth Baptist Church on a Sunday
wonderful
morning or a Sunday night or a Wednesday night.
It's wonderful
when anytime something's
are
going on here and saying,
somebody,
I want to surrender to the work
in.
Of God. You young people, oh, I beg you, don't give
Christ.
God the last chance. Give him
wonderful
the first chance.
Wonderful when the waters are stirring, amen?
Let him have your
it's
life
wonderful when
completely.
People are coming
he won't
and saying,
call
I want
to
surrender to
the
work
service.
Of God.
I told
young
my dad,
people,
I'm never
going
to Bible
college.
You don't
I'm never
give
be a
God the last chance.
I want to drive
give
fast,
him
carry
first
a gun, pull people over. That's what I want to do for a living.
Let him have your life
God
completely.
My life.
He won't call all of
in
you
moment.
In a full-time Christian service.
In a moment.
I told my dad, I'm never going to
he
Bible college, and I'm never
going
to be a preacher.
I wanted to drive
exciting.
Fast, carry
in
a gun,
fact, all of the desire
I
had
to
want to
be a state trooper turned into wanting to be a preacher, and
life.
I have not gotten over it
in a moment.
And don't try to
in
talk me
moment.
Out of it.
He changed my whole direction.
I'm 41 years in the ministry now, and it's fun.
It's pretty exciting.
It's exciting
fact,
to see what God
has.
And you know
what?
Be a state trooper,
every day is
a
new day,
and
every
and
day has great
it.
Things in store for
and
those that love him and are willing to commit themselves to serve him. I'm saying
now,
that
fun.
We need Christians
it's
that will warn people
God, and you know what?
Night and day
every
with
day
tears.
Is a new day,
you say, well, I really couldn't do that.
And every day has great things in store for those that love him and are willing to commit themselves to serve him. I'm saying that we need Christians that will warn people
hey,
night and day with
else,
tears.
We're all,
you say, well, I really couldn't
what?
Do that unless I was a preacher.
Christians.
You'll never do it.
We're Christians. That's what Christians
do. When you're a preacher,
do.
If you don't do it before you're one.
And when you start doing that as a layperson
hey, before
in the church,
else,
you get excited about reaching people
what?
For Christ before
Christians.
Long. It's kind of like a fire that spreads.
We're Christians.
And
that's
all
what
of a sudden
Christians
somebody else says,
I want to do that. And another one says, I want to do
and
that.
You start
and
doing
I wanna,
that
before
as a
long,
in the
you have
and you
revival
get
breaking out in the
for
church.
Christ.
Before long, it's kind
that's what
of
we call
like
a church
a
on
fire,
fire
that spreads.
Amen.
And all of a sudden somebody
number
else
eight.
Says, I want to do that. And
the Christian
says,
commends
that.
Those they love to God. Look
you
at verse 32.
Revival breaking
and
out
now,
in
brethren,
the church.
I commend you to God.
That's what we call a church on fire.
You know, Paul was leaving.
Amen.
Paul was leaving.
Number eight.
He wasn't going to be there to
the
watch
Christian
them and
commends
care for
those
them
they
and
love
them.
To God. Look at verse 32.
He was leaving.
And now, brethren, I
and
commend
all of us
you
here,
to God.
Sometimes,
you know
young
Paul
people
kind of feel like, man, I'm under the tyrannical thumb of
Paul
my
was
parents
leaving.
Or whatever.
He wasn't going to be there to watch them and care for them.
But really,
and
honestly,
them. He was leaving.
There's going to come a day when you're
and
going
all
to
of
do
us
absolutely
here,
what you want.
Sometimes, you know, young people
and
kind of feel like, man, I'm under the tyrannical thumb of my parents or whatever. You're going to be on your own.
But really, honestly,
that's why Paul said, I must commend those
that
I love to God's care.
And there's nobody going to.
I can't be there, but God will never leave them nor forsake them.
On your own.
Amen.
That's why Paul
said,
we must
come to the place
in our lives where
we are willing
to
commit
people
to
God's
care. Commit your children to God. Commit your grandchildren to God. Commit your extended family to God. Commit the church to God.
We must
oh,
come to the place
God,
in our
get a hold of our lives.
Are willing to
do something in our
God,
lives.
Commit
we
your
can
children
say,
to God.
You
commit
did
your
it.
Grandchildren to God. Commit
you know,
your extended
so
family to God.
That
commit
it's all about
the church
us. To God.
And that's where our problem
oh,
lies.
Oh God,
when
get
we get
a hold
to the place where
lives,
it's not about
do
us.
Do something
it's
in our lives.
God,
that
we can
then
say,
we live
you
an abundant
life.
You know, we're so self-oriented that it's all about
us. I want
us.
That. I want that for you.
And that's
I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you
it's
up and to
God.
Give you an inheritance
then we
among
live
all
them
abundant.
That are sanctified.
Number nine,
life.
The Christian does not covet material
that.
Things. And I want that. And I want that for you. I commend you to
I'm
God,
sorry, but a lot
to
of
the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance
they're
among all them that are sanctified. Number nine, the Christian does not covet
their
material things.
Consumed with their the prospect and
I'm
the
sorry,
potential
of, Christians of are
being promoted and praised and honored
they're
and,
consumed
and
with the toys.
You know and waited on. We're living
job,
in a day like that.
They're consumed with their.
You know what Paul said?
The
I covet no man's
silver
and the potential
or gold
or apparel
of
being promoted and praised
and just a kid,
honored and you know and waited on. We're living in a day like that.
I'd like to have that.
You know what Paul said? I covet no man's
he said,
silver
no,
or
you
gold or apparel.
I would.
I remember
he
my
goes,
dad
well,
and I were driving down the road
car,
one day.
He wouldn't have it anymore.
Now, you wouldn't want him not to have that car, would you?
This Corvette Stingray went by, and I went,
I thought,
man,
wow.
I'd like to have that car right there.
Well, I guess I don't want that one.
He said,
I want
yeah,
one
no,
just like it.
Oh, well, yeah, I would.
He goes, well, then if you took that car, he wouldn't have it
we
anymore.
We got
to
quit coveting
want him
things.
Not to have that car, would you?
We got to quit living for the things of this world. Hey, God, you know, one thing I told the Lord.
I want one just like it.
Want to be a preacher because my dad struggles.
Huh?
You know the tires are bald.
We
gotta
quit
there's no muffler,
things.
And my dad's always struggling.
We
got to
quit living for the things of this world.
Man, I don't
hey,
want to
God,
live like
you know,
that.
One thing
man,
I told
I
the Lord's
nice
house.
House.
I want a swimming pool. I want a motorcycle.
My dad
I'm listing all these
you know, the
important
tires are bald,
things that I
no
thought
muffler,
I needed.
And my dad's always struggling
how
financially,
ever thought about that?
Trying to start these churches and everything. Man, I don't want to live like that.
Guess
man,
what?
I want a nice house.
Eventually, God called me to preach.
Pool.
God gave me a beautiful house. He gave me a swimming pool. He gave me a motorcycle. He gave me two wonderful children, a beautiful wife. He's given me
how
far more
about that?
Than I ever needed.
Sure. Guess what?
Don't get this
eventually,
crazy concept that, well,
God
if, you,
a beautiful
if you live
house,
for God, you're
going
to have to go without
a
motorcycle.
He gave me two
God
wonderful
is
children,
not
a wife.
Debtor.
He's given me far more than
and
I ever
and he'll take care of you
needed.
If you take care of his business.
Don't get this crazy
don't covet material
concept
things.
That, well, if you
live
to
glorify
God.
My mother was a pastor's wife.
God
and,
is
and she,
not
she said, Lord,
debtor.
If you want me to have it, you'll give it to me. I'm going to pray
and he'll
for
take
it.
Care
if you
of
give
you.
It to me, I guess you
if
don't want me to have it.
Now,
does that make any sense? Don't covet material things.
Is the will of God more
live
important
to
than glorify God? And my mother,
I've
my mother
seen
was a
people ruined because they got
she,
what they wanted.
She said, Lord, if you want me to have it, you'll give it to
but
me.
Those that say, Lord,
if you want
me
to
have
it,
you
give
it
to
me. Want
me
to have
it.
Now,
those
that
make
any
sense?
People. Those are the people that are
is
praising
the will of God
wow.
more important than your
look
will.
Look what God did.
I've
got to tell
people
you this
ruined because they got what they wanted.
My wife and I were praying about upgrading our van.
Those that say, Lord, if you want me to have it, you give it to me.
You know,
those are
we didn't have any money
people.
To put toward it. And
those are the people
so
that
we
are praising God, praying
wow.
about it.
Well, look, we went
what
to Florida.
God
we said, man, we'll find a vehicle
tell you
down there real quick.
Story.
You know, there's a lot of
my wife and I were praying about
upgrading
our van.
We went up to Virginia.
And,
I saw one nice
you know,
van, but I was like, nah,
we
don't think
put toward it
and afford that one.
So
that's too much money.
So
then we went up to Ohio and we went up there and found out they were really expensive. I mean, a
lot
more expensive than the one in Virginia.
And couldn't find anything. We went up to
one of the pastors up there.
I saw one nice van, but
I
was like, nah,
is there anything you need?
Afford that one. That's too much money.
So then we went up
and
to
I
Ohio
said, well,
and we went
I
up
said,
there and found out they
know,
were
I
really
kind of
expensive. I mean, a lot more expensive
to
than
get
the
up
one
and,
in Virginia.
You know, I'm only going to be there for a Sunday. I didn't want to get up and
say,
up
yeah, Brother
Knickerbocker's
here and he needs a van.
Me,
and, you know,
is
we
there
need to do something
need?
For him. I didn't want that to happen. So, it,
and
I
said, well,
I said,
I
prefer
kind of
you hesitated because
this is Sunday school before Sunday.
I'd prefer you not
to be there for a Sunday. I didn't want
him
to get up and say, yeah, Brother Knickerbocker's here and he needs a van.
If the Holy Spirit tells me to talk about it, I will. If he doesn't,
I didn't want that to happen. So
I said, fair enough. I said, I'd prefer.
So he got up and he after the morning worship service, he said, now, folks, the Knickerbockers are with us and they need to upgrade their van. And
we'd like
to help them. And
I
feel like it'd be wonderful if our church could just, you know, vote right now and
so he got up and he
after the morning worship service, he said, now, folks, the
Knickerbockers
are with us and they need to upgrade their van. And we'd like to help them. And I feel like it'd be wonderful if our church could just, you know, vote right now and vote to give them $1,000.
And so he said, now, if anybody wants to give something tonight
van.
Toward the van, you're
and,
more than welcome, and we'll
course,
just give
everyone,
them a check
yes,
after the service.
Yes,
and
I
didn't think anything of it.
To do this.
Came back to
I
church that night. I'm telling you
how
God
wow,
takes
wow.
care of people.
And so he said, now,
nothing.
If anybody wants to give something tonight toward the van, you're more than welcome, and we'll just give
he
them a
said,
check after the service. And
he gave me the
check, and he said,
it.
Now, God
came back
is
to church
real.
That night.
I'm telling you how God takes care of people.
And I said, all the time.
You've heard people say that, right? I was just saying what
he said.
Got home and opened
he gave
up that
me the,
check.
He gave me the check and he said, now,
God
is really good. And I said, all the time.
The folks we were staying with,
he said,
well,
let's
go looking for some vans.
I would just say what people say.
One of the deacons in the church.
Got home and opened up that check.
Let's go looking for some vans. And come to find out, the one in Virginia is the one that the Lord wanted us to have. But you know what? Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
The folks we were staying with, he said, well, let's go looking for some vans tomorrow.
This is one of the deacons in the church.
$23,000.
Let's go looking for some vans. And come to find out, the one in Virginia is the one that the Lord wanted us to have. But you know what? Are you ready?
Don't tell me.
I'm working for a poor, anemic employer.
$23,000.
God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or even think. Never did I dream that would happen.
I'm working for a poor,
God's always surprising us,
employer.
Don't covet material
God
things.
Is
number 10, a Christian believes it's more
blessed
all
that you could
to
ask
give
or
than
even
it is to what?
Think.
Never did I dream
Jesus
that would happen.
Said that.
But God's always surprising.
Not Paul,
us,
Jesus. Paul's
don't
quoting
covet
Jesus.
Material things in number 10. A Christian
you want to be
believes
blessed,
it's more blessed
be a giver.
To give than it is to what?
Amen.
Jesus said that.
Be a giver.
Not
give,
Paul,
and it
Jesus.
Shall be given
Paul's
unto you. Good measure,
Jesus.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running
you
over.
You want to be blessed? Be a giver. If you ever discover giving,
amen,
be a giver.
You'll never lack
give,
anything.
And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken
amen.
Together, and running
ten
over.
10 job descriptions.
If
now
you ever discover
this,
giving,
which ones of those do you need to work
on? You'll never
out?
Lack anything.
Let's pray.
Amen.
While our heads are bowed.
10 job description.
Pianist is going to come and softly play.
Now the question
instead of
is
singing,
this.
We're just going to have
which
an invitation.
Which ones of those,
if there was one of
on.
Those things that you say, Brother Knickerbocker, man, I need to have
while
that job description in my life.
The pianist is
going to come
and
out of your
play.
Seat, and I want you to
singing,
come and I want you to kneel here. If you can't kneel, sit on the front row.
If there was
but come and say, Lord, I need you to make me the Christian that you can be proud of. Let's all stand together, and as we stand and pray, you come. As she begins to play, you come. What number is it? You say, Lord, it was number. You may not remember the number, but you remember what it was.